Good Saturday morning to you, everybody, and welcome to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show, along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I'm Gary Byron. Steve, good morning there, my friend. How are you?
I am feel great.
You look fantastic, by the way. You lose some weight. You look like you lost some weight.
Well, thinking about all the things going on here, I guess I do mentally think I'm losing weight.
Well, this is the calm before the storm. We're going to start putting on weight starting, Thanksgiving weekend right through the new year. And then all the diets begin in, like, January, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How's your week? How was your week? Was it good?
Well, we've been involved in many meetings and things. The business community, we have solutions that are very important to them, maintaining the high cost of healthcare and bringing it to a more realistic value proposition for their employees. People should call us. We have unique things that are going on that they need to know because they don't know.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing, is that there are options out there that people aren't even aware of. You know, it's one thing if you make a conscious decision to, you know, decline an offer from a business or a service that may or may not be able to be of help to you. But when you're not even aware, you got the best product in the world. And if no one knows you exist, well, what good is it? You know, and all the more reason why this show is so important. You highlight Chamber Insurance Trust and all of your associates. Yeah. That
the chambers are very important to the economy of Connecticut. And the value that we bring to them, to the members, more than triples the investment that you make in your membership, plus the environment that they provide. We're honored to have one of the best in the state in this show today. But there's a great need to get involved.
Speaking of which, you mentioned various chambers of commerce. We have a representative, I believe she's the executive director from the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce. Let's welcome to the show Judy Sullivan. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us this morning. How are things in Old Saybrook?
Oh, things are always wonderful in Old Saybrook, right?
Great town. I love it. I spend a lot of my summers in Old Saybrook down at Cornfield Point. I get a cottage, or it's more of a house, right there practically on the water. I mean, walking distance, it's probably about 50 feet, and I'm right there at the beach. So 2 weeks every summer, and even some miscellaneous days here and there.
Nice.
Love it down there, yes.
Yes, it's beautiful. Come on down.
Yeah, particularly this time of year, it's the off season, so you won't get the traffic. You know, it's a nice time to be down on the ocean. Tell me about the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, well, the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce, we've been in existence for 80 plus years. We started in 1939.
Oh, wow.
We are physically located at the corner of Main Street in Old Saybrook and the Boston Post Road. In a charming building that is a replica of our original visitor center here in town.
I know exactly. You got one of the most prime spots in all. That's a beautiful location.
Yes. We are very, very fortunate to be here. We welcome lots of visitors to town. People come in and ask us all kinds of things to do and see and where to eat and shop and stay. So, yeah, we service not only our business community, but our visitors as well.
Wonderful. I know where you're located, as you just referenced. Specifically, though, what does your chamber pride itself on?
The mission of the Old Saybrook Chamber is commerce, culture, community. So anything that falls into those buckets, we have our hands in, right? We help our business community connect with each other and form collaborations and partnerships. And we have educational opportunities and marketing opportunities. And, you know, we're about 450 members strong.
Wow.
And for a town of 10,000 folks, we're particularly very proud of that. We help our nonprofit community too, right? We collaborate with the Rotary and the Exchange and the Veterans and, we have the wonderful Katherine Hepburn Cultural Arts Center here in Old Saybrook.
The Kate.
So the Kate, right. The Kate has been in existence for over 10 years now.
And the 21st, tomorrow,
is their gala. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful facility to have right here in our main street. I myself grew up here in town, so I remember when the Kate facility was once the town hall.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
So nice.
It's quite a transformation. It's a wonderful asset. It welcomes tens of thousands of guests every year. You know, looks like the future is bright. We've come through the last difficult year and a half, and things are looking up.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. I'll talk to you about the off season in comparison to the on season in just a moment. But I wanted to, since you brought this up, I wanted to go there. And that's regarding, you know, what the business climate was like pre-pandemic. And how you were able to help those businesses in most need through what turned out to, sadly, be roughly a year and a half. I mean, I guess we're technically still in it, but we're on the fringe, you know, the end of it. Knock on wood, of course. Businesses closed, businesses that have been around for years and generations. You know, the franchises or the chains, they've got a corporate support, but a lot of these mom and pop independents don't have that type of resource. How did the Southerton, how did the old Saybrook, old Chamber of Commerce, how were you able to help them through those tough times?
Well, you know, everything just happened overnight, right? So myself and my team, we reached out to all 450 members, asked how we could help. We collaborated with our emergency management team, and we began to have a conference call weekly with emergency management, town government, our public health, and businesses had a direct line to all of those resources and got their questions answered immediately. So that was something that we were particularly proud of. But we did that, gosh, for probably 13 to 15 weeks. People had direct access to PPE and, you know, things like that. And then as the funding started to come from federal sources and things, we became an information source. So we were constantly getting out information on how to apply for a PPP loan, hosting webinars and Zoom calls with SBA and the Connecticut Small Business Development Center. So we acted as a resource and, you know, sometimes honestly a shoulder, right? We could connect one business with another that was doing something well. And as our restaurants, you know, were particularly hurt, we did something called the Great Takeout Giveaway. Mm-hmm. And for about 50 days last spring or the spring of 2020, we gave out a $100 gift card to our local restaurants every day.
Oh, nice.
And how that worked was we encouraged people to take to do takeout, right? Mm-hmm. So they would email us or scan or text their receipt to us, and then they were entered into this drawing that every day at 4 o'clock, we announced a lucky winner of an additional $100 gift card to one of our local restaurants. So that was fantastic, and I'm proud to say that was supported by generous donors. We partnered with the Rotary. We had an anonymous gentleman call in and just say, I love the Old Saybrook restaurant, and I want to support this, you know, with a $2,000 donation.
Wow.
So he was solely responsible for 20 of those days. So, you know, it was just a great time to see the best in community during a very stressful time.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be, but boy, did you handle it! You handled it phenomenally. I mean,
yeah, we found ourselves in this place like many that, you know, we've never been in before, and seeing our mission is to help our businesses and community at large. You know, we put our heads together and said, how can we do this? We're a small staff. Mm-hmm. We're 2.75 on staff. So,
2.75.
You know, we like to call it, we're little workhorses over
here. You know,
we also did, we did something called the community auction. So all virtually, we had an auction of donated items, you know, certificates, services, gifts, and we raised funds and then did, were able to give grants. Mm-hmm. To businesses that applied. So all of that was just really, really phenomenal.
What do you think the biggest need that the businesses in Old Saybrook were really requesting the most during that the 18 months where, you know...
Well, certainly, you know, financially, the PPP money was huge and gave folks a little bit of a cushion and a little bit of breathing room. People were trying very hard to take care of their employees. You know, I know that I, even here at the Chamber, I wanted to keep all of us going, you know, so we did the best we could. You know what it was, too? It was the uncertainty, right? It was just not knowing what the next month was going to bring or the next month and things changing so quickly that to operate as a resource and try to get information out as quickly as we could was paramount.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes sense. And coming out of things, do you find that a lot of the businesses were able to survive or even new businesses get created?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People were getting very creative with their online presence, with their curbside pickup, right? I mean, you can call a business now and say, I'm going to be out front and they'll deliver the product or food or whatever it is out to you. So, you know, all those things never existed before that. So people got very creative, for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about the off-season for Old Saybrook. Because many people, they associate Old Saybrook with as a shoreline community. They associate it with summertime, you know. And I've even referenced earlier that, you know, my wife and I and our son, we're down there 2 weeks out of the summer, as well as a few miscellaneous days. And, you know, there's traffic on Route 1 and coming down Route 9. But the truth of the matter is that the off season is just as beautiful of a time of year to be in Old Saybrook. What does Old Saybrook have to offer those who do visit during the off season?
Well, one unique thing about Old Saybrook is you can come not only by car, but you can come by train, right?
Ah, yes.
So you can hop on the Amtrak or Shoreline East and get off right here at the north end of Main Street in Old Saybrook. So you don't even have to drive. So you don't have to worry about that traffic on Route 9.
Good point.
Right? Right? Yeah. And we have people that come into the office. They're meeting here, right there. One family member is coming from Boston, one's coming from New York. They're meeting in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. So, you know, that's just wonderful. Something that changed for us after this pandemic was we host an annual Arts and Crafts Festival, and 2021 was actually our 58th annual event.
Oh, wow.
So
congratulations.
We pushed it from the summer, and we moved it to October. October 2 and 3 this year, and we had a few less vendors, but almost every single vendor told us, we had about 110 vendors this year, that it was their absolute best show ever. So that tells you that Old Saybrook is a place to come in October, right? I probably spoke to a dozen couples that had never been to town before and came into town for the festival, you know, asked where to eat. A few were staying locally. So it's a great place. The Chamber also facilitates our Scarecrow Fest. So not only can you enjoy arts and crafts in October, but we had 40 to 50 scarecrows out lining Main Street and Route 1. And it was a contest. You could check to vote for your favorite. So it was just, you know, a fun thing to do. We saw lots of strollers and families going from scarecrow to scarecrow. Just a great, great fall thing to do.
And that's, you know, as we segue out of the fall into the holiday season, I've got to ask you what you have in store in Old Saybrook for the holidays.
Well, we have a few things, actually. On December 4th, we are having our first Saybrook Starlight Festival. It's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a day long of festivities on our Old Saybrook Town Green, which incidentally is right next to the Kate. And a day for family. Santa will be there. You can write a letter to the troops, cookie decorating. The Chamber's facilitating a stocking walk. You can purchase a Christmas stocking for $5 and then go to participating businesses, and they're going to have a little stuffer for you. So you'll stuff the stocking and visit the businesses at the same time. So December 4th, you know, all of this is on our website, oldsaybrookchamber.com. I encourage you to visit that often.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we're doing for the second time this December is our Great Restaurant Raffle. So you're going to be very excited about this one because the grand prize of this raffle is 41 $100 gift cards to every single restaurant in Old Saybrook and the Old Saybrook Chamber.
Wow. Wow. Right. How do you enter that?
Right. Yeah, it's easy to do. It's easy to do. Starting December 1st, tickets will be available online. We are selling only 2,000 of them, and they're $20 each. So the first prize is a $4,100 value, 41 $100 gift cards. The second prize is a $41 $50 gift card, so that's a $2,050 value. And then prizes 3 to 10 are each $100 value, and they're going to be 10 $10 gift cards to kind of our eateries, bakeries, winery, brewery, you know, those kind of eateries that aren't necessarily restaurants. So, yeah, December 1st through 16th, tickets will sell fast. Last year we sold out in 14 days, and the drawing is on the 17th at noon live on Facebook.
And I've eaten at a number of your restaurants. Oh, my. Little Pub, love Little Pub.
Right?
Is Al Forno's, is that in?
Absolutely.
Yep, that's an Old Saybrook. I've eaten there, a great Italian food. And, of course, you know, I get the, you know, whole belly clams, and I get the ice cream at the, what's that famous place there?
Well, we have Dairy Queen, we have Ben and Jerry's. Dairy Queen is
The whole belly clams.
You're talking about Johnny Ads.
Johnny Ads, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, Johnny Ads. I've eaten there many a time.
We have Johnny Ads. We have a newcomer to that scene, Skippers.
Okay.
On Route 1. So, yeah, absolutely. That, lots of different things. You can, you know, Italian and Mexican and Vietnamese and you name it. We got it here in Old Saybrook.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonder. And what's that? The news? I used to get coffee there, too, in the morning sometimes. Is it the paperback or the news?
Ashland?
Well, Ashland Farms Coffee. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I have their sweatshirt. I drink their coffee. I drink coffee out of their mug. I love Old Saybrook. Folks, you are listening to Chamber Insurance Trust's Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions radio show, along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I'm Gary Byron. Our guest this morning is the Executive Director of the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce, Judy Sullivan. In fact, Judy, I got married in Old Saybrook at the Saybrook Point Inn back in Columbus Day weekend. It was October of 2017, just celebrated my fourth anniversary, Sharon and I, just, you know, recently. So, of course, fond memories. In fact, my former colleague in our legislature, Devin Carney, we came into the legislature together, and he was at my wedding. So,
it was
very nice. Do you, how many members? I'm just curious. You said you have 2.75, staff there, right? But how many members of the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce have?
450.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's a pretty high ratio when you think about it.
Oh yeah, especially to 2.75 administrators or staff
right.
there.
Right.
I'm curious how many do you mean, and forgive me if I'm asking you a question where you don't have the data immediately in front of you, but I'm just curious in chatting with you and knowing a little bit about my time in Old Saybrook and how much of a joy I have every time I'm visiting. How many visitors does Old Saybrook get?
Well, that's a good question, but historically, our population will triple in the summer. So we'll go from 10,000 to close to 30,000 in the summertime, you know. But the last 18 months, we've seen a big surge in folks staying here year-round. So I'd be curious to see what our, you know, off-season, full-year permanent population is, right? We see a lot of folks that come in and say, I've summered here for years. This pandemic really made me rethink. I've renovated my home to full year, and now I'm here permanently. So it's been interesting, for sure.
Yeah. You spoke about the great restaurant raffle. What's the Chili Fest? When is it?
And what is it? Gosh. That's another reason to come here off-season. The Chili Fest is an event that happens outdoors late February. It does support the Chamber Scholarship Program, and this is our 25th year of hosting the Chili Fest. Mm. So what it is restaurants, organizations will cook chili. We ask that they cook between 18 and 20 gallons, and we get about 25 chefs, and they'll line Main Street. You come and purchase a ballot for $10, taste any or all of them, vote for your favorite, and that money goes to our scholarship, like I said. But the top three chefs also receive a donation to the charity of their choice. So it's fabulous. We get about 3,000 people that come into town, and I'm always amazed at the number of people that taste 25 different chilies.
Yeah, that's,
you know, the ballots come back to us, and there's chili on the front and chili on the back. it's definitely a gloved activity to count the ballots.
When did you say that is? I got to write this date down.
February 26, 2022. It's a Saturday.
All right.
It runs from noon to 3, you know, providing that the weather is okay.
Sure.
We'll do it generally rain, snow, or shine, and unless there's such snow that we have to do something. But, you know, typically the day has been cold and sunny, which is just perfect for chili. We like to say that the weather is just chili.
No pun intended. Well, yes, maybe a pun intended on that one. Tell me a little bit about your office and visitor center, if you don't mind.
Sure. Like I said, we're located on the corner of Main Street and Route 1.
Yep.
We welcome lots and lots of people. People will come in. Sometimes people just stop off the highway and said, I've heard a lot about this town. You know, what should I do? We have a historic walking tour that will take you, self-guided, take you from one end of Main Street down to the other, and the end of our Main Street is the Connecticut River. So Old Saybrook sits right at the mouth of the Connecticut River, where Long Island Sound and the river meet. Mm-hmm. We have a beautiful bike walk drive loop along the water.
Mm-hmm.
You can see our two lighthouses that way. In the warmer months, you can come and play golf at Fenwick.
Nice.
Lots of things to do.
And finally, I'm just, where can someone learn more about Old Saybrook, whether it's history or its beaches or its commerce, like your area of expertise,
sure,
or rentals, or just about the Old Saybrook in and of itself, all encompassing.
Sure. I would encourage folks to visit oldsaybrookchamber.com.
Okay.
We do a lot of mailings out. You know, we have a guidebook, community directory to town that we send out. We've got lots of maps. You know, call the chamber. We get called for just about everything.
Yeah, real estate is down there. You got.
Yeah.
It's at a premium. But I'll tell you this: you could certainly rent down there. It's beautiful any time of year. I want to bring Steve Glick back into the conversation. Steve, I'm sure you've spent some time down in Old Saybrook.
Tremendous amount of time in. Mentioned the arts festival in October. Well, my wife and I visited that. We wound up buying this unbelievable sculptures of birds. And we were walking back out of the festival, and all of a sudden people were looking at these birds. Where did you get them? What was going on? I had more communication of people, strangers, wanting to know where these beautiful birds came from. It was the wonderful festival that was created for the community.
It's amazing, though, how they've been able to take really what's a seasonal community and really make it year-round by offering just a whole host of activities and events in the off-season months. It's not only is that good for the permanent residents, the people who reside in Old Saybrook year-round, but it brings, you know, tourism dollars, right. People who may live in other communities down for chili fests and other
but festivities. Judy, you know, I know I've been involved with Judy for many years. She is a special person and well-respected. She really is a true ambassador of the Old Saybrook community. And kudos to you, Judy, for all the wonderful work that you do for your community at large.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Particularly with how you're able to engage not only the businesses, but really the patrons, you know, and keeping them, you know, I guess involved is the best word I can think of, rather than just, you know, the 4 or 5 months in the summer, but year round. That's thinking outside the box. Kudos to you for that.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, certainly as a team, we've got a great team of volunteers and board and staff, so we're happy to do it. It's really quite a privilege, honestly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And is there anything new that you're looking to kind of delve into? I've only got about maybe half a minute or so, but I'd love to hear, like, what's on the horizon for...
Well, keep your ears open for something called Saybrook Rock.
Ooh.
We've got... sitting amongst 25 unbuilt rocking chairs, and those will be coming out in the spring. They will be custom painted by artists, and we're excited. I don't want to, you know, divulge too much information, but it'll be an April, May timeframe kind of thing. So, Saybrook Rocks. In more ways than one.
That's right. I love it. A double entendre there. Our thanks to our guest this morning. She is the executive director of the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce, Judy Sullivan, and you can check out their website at oldsaybrookchamber.com. For Steve Glick, who is the Chief Administrative Officer for the Chamber Insurance Trust, whose website, by the way, is www.citrust.com. Again, it's citrust.com. He's also got a toll-free number, 800-953-4467. Again, it is toll-free, 800-953-4467. For Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust, I'm Gary Byron. Until next Saturday, have a good one, everybody. So long.